गिरिवरधारी यशोदानन्दन व्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावनचारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा राम राम हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा राम राम हरे हरे जय प्रभुपादा जय प्रभुपादा प्रभुपादा श्रील प्रभुपादा जय विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राज आचार्य स्तोत्र श्री श्रीमती डिवाइन ग्रेस अभय चरण अरविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय तेलोर श्री श्री गुणिताय की जय श्री श्री कृष्ण बलराम की जय श्री श्री राधा श्याम सुंदर ललिता विशाखा देवी की जय तय गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि बोल ऑल ग्लोरीज द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरांग नारायण नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवयां भगवत्युत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय We're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 13, The Gopis Search for Krishna, Text Number 13. Prichyate malata bahun Prichyate malata bahun Aphyashlishta vanaspate Aphyashlishta vanaspate Nunam tat karaja sprishta Nunam tat karaja sprishta Bibratyut pulakanyahom Bibratyutpalakanyahom Prichyate malata bahun Aphyashlishta vanaspate Nunam tatkaraja sprishta Bibratyutpalakanyahom
प्रच्छते मालता बाहु अभ्या Adhyashta Vanaspate
Adhyashta Vanaspate
Nunam Tatkara Chasprishta
Nunam Tatkara Chasprishta
Vikrati Budkulatanyaho
Vikrati Budkulatanyaho
Vichati Malata Vahu
Vichati Malata Vahu
Abhyashta Vanaspate
Abhyashta Vanaspate
Vaishnavis. Word for word meaning. Prichata, just ask. Ima, from these. Lata, creepers. Bahun, the arms, branches. Api, even though. Ashlishta, embracing. Vanaspati, of the tree. Nunam, certainly. Tat, of him. Krishna. Karaja, by the fingernails. Sprishta, touched. Bibrati, they are bearing. Utpulakani, joyful eruptions on the skin. Aho, just see. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 30, Text Number 13, Translation and Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Sorry, by the disciples of Srila Prabhupada. The disciples of Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Let us ask these creepers about Krishna, even though they are embracing the arms of their husband, this tree. They certainly must have been touched by Krishna's fingernails, since out of joy they are manifesting eruptions on their skin. Purport. The gopis reasoned that the creepers would not show signs of rapture merely by physical contact with their husband, a tree. Thus the gopis concluded that although the creepers were embracing the strong limbs of their husband, they must have been touched by the Lord Krishna as he moved through the forest. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Utapada Kamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahaganaragun Natanvitam Tangsajivam Sadvetam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitangscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrinda Vaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami స్వామీ హరి ప్రియే వాంఛకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపా సింధుభ్యైవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః జై శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శివాసాది గౌర భక్తవృంద హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే హరే పృచ్యతే మాలతా బాహూ నప్యాశ్లిష్ట వనస్పతే నూనం తత్కరజ స్పృష్ట బిభ్రత్యుత్పలకాన్యహో. Let us ask these creepers about Krishna. Even though they are embracing the arms of their husband, this tree, they certainly must have been touched by Krishna's fingernails, since out of joy they are manifesting eruptions on their skin. Hare Krishna. Before I say anything, I'd like to seek the blessings of all the assembled Vaishnavas here, so that I can say something for my own purification and for the pleasure of the Vaishnavas. I'd also especially like to thank His Holiness Bhakti Anugraha Janardhan Swami for giving me this opportunity. He's one of my mentors. So thank you, Maharaj. Hare Krishna. The section that we are currently reading is the most confidential part of the Bhagavatam. We all know Srimad Bhagavatam is the ripened fruit of all Vedic literature. Nigama kalpa garo talor galitam phalam. And in the Srimad Bhagavatam, the 10th canto is very confidential. And in the 10th canto, these 5 chapters from chapter 29 to 33, they're the most confidential. It's not very easy to understand these chapters, the Rasa Panchadhyaya. They are the most discussed chapters, and at the same time they are the most confidential chapters. Those who are professional speakers on the Bhagavatam, they tend to speak the most on these chapters. But for the devotees, these chapters are very, very confidential. Therefore, to understand these chapters is not easy. Only through the mercy of our acharyas can we attempt to understand what is the pastimes happening between the gopis and Lord Krishna. Here we find that the gopis, we've been hearing how when Lord Krishna on the night of Sharad Purnima, he went to the forest of Vrindavan by Vamsivat and started playing his flute. And hearing the sound of his flute in the middle of the night, the gopis, whatever engagements they were all engaged in, they left everything and ran towards Lord Krishna. And as they approached Lord Krishna, bearing all the perils while traversing the forest, the thorns, the dangerous animals, the obstacles that would have come, they ignored all of that and just wanted to see Lord Krishna. And so when they approached Lord Krishna, Lord Krishna joked around a little with them and he said, "Oh, you must have come to see the beauty of this forest. What are you doing here in the dead of the night?" Lord Krishna explained the dharma of married women and he said, "You should go back. Now you've seen the forest. It's all okay. You can go back." But the gopis, they got a little perturbed by hearing the Lord speak like this. And they said, "Whatever you have told us about the dharma of married women, how they should be affectionate to the family members, how they should take care of their husbands, etc. That's all okay. But for us, you are the supreme husband. We have left everything. You are our shelter. We've come to take shelter at your lotus feet. We are your maidservants. Of course, you're free to do whatever you please. But we are requesting you, please do not reject us. We have nowhere else to go. You are the only shelter for us." And so hearing this, Lord Krishna was very pleased with their mood. And he engaged in wonderful intimate pastimes with the gopis. And the gopis were feeling that they are the most fortunate in the whole entire creation. And because of this little pride that they had, the fortune, the great fortune that they had of associating with the Lord detected this and disappeared from their midst. And so here we are hearing how the gopis became completely mad. They didn't understand where Lord Krishna had gone, and so they are asking the trees where Lord Krishna has gone. They were asking the earth, glorifying the earth, saying, "You are so fortunate, Lord Krishna is placing his lotus feet on your body, and because of that, your entire body is experiencing ecstasy, and we can see these trees jumping out of your body. So please tell us, where is Krishna?" Then they saw deer, the does and the deer, and they were asking the does and the deer, "Please tell us, where is Lord Krishna? Where is Krishna?" And in today's verse, they're asking the creepers, because some gopis say the trees, the acharyas, they comment, they say the trees, they're devotees of Lord Krishna, they'll not tell us where Lord Krishna went. But the creepers, because they are feminine, they will understand our predicament. And so they will reply. So therefore they're asking the creepers, that you are embracing the arms of your husband, but yet we know that Lord Krishna has touched you. And therefore, please tell us, where is Lord Krishna? Where is Lord Krishna? You share the similar mood with us. We are also looking for Lord Krishna. Although we may have our families, we've left everything to come to the shelter of Lord Krishna. So the acharyas, they comment, how did the gopis understand that these creepers were touched by Lord Krishna? Because the creepers were displaying signs of rapture, as is mentioned here. And the acharyas say the creepers, they had little buds on them. And all these buds were fully erect and blossomed. So therefore the gopis could understand this kind of ecstasy is only because of Lord Krishna. Therefore Lord Krishna must have touched them with his fingernails for them to be experiencing this kind of emotion. Therefore this mood of the gopis, where is Lord Krishna? They were always constantly looking for him in the forest since he disappeared from their midst. This is the sign of pure devotees. In the Brahma Samhita, Lord Brahma mentions, Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochanena Santasa Devari Deyeshu Vilokayanti Yam Sham Sundara Machintya Gunaswarupam Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. That the pure devotees of Lord Krishna, their eyes are anointed with the salve of Krishna Prem, of love of Krishna. Therefore, wherever they see only Krishna. The gopis and the other pure devotees, they exist solely to give pleasure to Krishna. And therefore, even though the gopis are walking in the forest, they're seeing everything in terms of their love for Lord Krishna. Therefore, they're coming across the trees, they're asking the trees, "Oh, you are bowing down, offering your fruits to Lord Krishna. Did he reciprocate with your glance?" They're asking the deer, they're asking the earth, they're asking the creepers. Everything they're seeing only Lord Krishna, because they're completely filled with love of Lord Krishna. The acharyas, they mention, this kind of mood, we can understand a little bit in that they give us an example. Just like a lusty man, he thinks the entire world is full of beautiful women. So wherever he's seeing beauty only. The pure devotees of Lord Krishna, they only see Krishna. Everything they see is in relation to Krishna. And therefore, we find in the 7th canto, when Hiranyakashipu was tormenting his son, Prahlad, at one point he asked Prahlad, "Where is this Lord Vishnu that you're worshipping? Where is this Lord Krishna?" And Prahlad Maharaj replied, "Lord Krishna is everywhere." Because Prahlad Maharaj was seeing Lord Krishna everywhere. Wherever he was looking, he was seeing Lord Krishna. And therefore, when the father asked, is he in this pillar? The acharyas mentioned in their commentaries that Prahlad Maharaj was actually seeing in the pillar Lord Narsingadev saying, yes, say yes, I'm here, don't worry. Right? Because Prahlad Maharaj was seeing that. And so Lord Narsingadev was saying, yes, please tell him, I'm here, I'm ready to deal with him now. So when Hiranyakashipu asked, is he in this pillar? It's not, Prahlad Maharaj was not speaking theoretically, yes, yes, Vasudeva, Sarvamiti, Lord Krishna is everywhere, you know. Prahlad Maharaj was actually seeing Lord Krishna everywhere. And so when he said, yes, he's in the pillar, he had already had darshan of Lord Narsingadev inside the pillar. And when Hiranyakashipu broke the pillar, he found out that, yes, Krishna is there, and he was dealt with accordingly. In the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna tells us, Yomam pashyati sarvatra sarvam chamai pashyati tasyaham na pranashyati sachame na pranashyati. The greatest yogis, they see me everywhere and everything in me. I am not lost to them and they are not lost to me. This is the mood of the pure devotees. It's a very high level of consciousness. It cannot be imitated. We can understand theoretically, but to understand practically means we have to have developed love for Lord Krishna. Just like Srila Prabhupada gives the example of the mother who is away from her child. And as soon as she sees the shoe of the child, she remembers everything about the child. The shoe is not important. She's seeing the shoe, but the shoe is not important. She's remembering the child because of her relation with the child. Therefore, the shoe is just triggering her remembrance, her relation. In the same way, the devotees of the Lord, the pure devotees of the Lord, they are seeing everything in this material world, but at the same time, they're not seeing the material world. They're seeing everything in terms of the relation of this material world, in terms of them being the energy of Lord Krishna. And therefore, everything is triggering a remembrance of Lord Krishna. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur mentions that how we can see Lord Krishna, the proportion that Lord Krishna is visible to us depends on our purification of the heart by practice of devotion. So if we have purified our hearts fully by practicing the process of devotional service, then Krishna is visible everywhere. We see this in the Bhagavatam. There are so many devotees who have achieved this perfection. In the very first canto, we hear about Narada Muni. How Narada Muni lost his mother at a young age. And that was a catalyst for him to leave home and meditate on the personality of Godhead as per the instructions he had received from the Bhakti Vedantas. So in the own words of Narada Muni, as he is explaining to Vyasadeva, he says that I sat down to meditate on the Lord who is within the heart. And as he was meditating, practicing devotional service, he got to see the Lord within the heart. And he's saying, when I saw the Lord in my heart, my whole body, all its senses were completely enlivened to the point that I could not see myself, nor could I see the Lord. He was overcome by and overwhelmed by ecstasy. Each sense being completely overwhelmed, coming into contact with Lord Krishna. And therefore Narada Muni, he could not see the Lord anymore. And the Lord disappeared from the heart. Narada Muni opened his eyes and he tried again to see the Lord. And he tried so many times. Finally, the Lord told him that I just showed you a glimpse. In this life, you will no longer see me. You continue with your practice of devotional service. I only showed you this glimpse to increase your hankering for me. And so you continue with this process of devotional service and very soon you will be in my association. So Narada Muni experienced that. In the fourth canto, we hear about Dhruva Maharaj. Dhruva Maharaj, under the instructions of Narada Muni, came here in Vrindavan, Madhuvan, to perform austerities. And Because he followed the order of his guru so nicely, within 6 months he had darshan of the Lord. And it's mentioned in the Bhagavatam, when Dhruva Maharaj saw the Lord, he was completely overwhelmed. He was drinking the Lord with his eyes. He was kissing the Lord's lotus feet with his mouth. He was completely stunned, but this was the emotion he was feeling. All at the same time, and he was embracing the Lord with his arms. So just coming into contact with the Lord, having darshan, brings about all these changes. What to speak of seeing the Lord? Even seeing the Lord's footprints for the pure devotees is an amazing experience. We hear about Akrura when he is coming to Vrindavan. And on the way, he sees Lord Krishna's lotus feet on the earth. Immediately he jumps down from his chariot. He is experiencing great emotion and starts rolling on the ground, covering himself with the dust of the lotus feet of the Lord and saying, "This is the dust of my Lord, the Lord of the universe. I want to cover myself with this." So we see all these devotees just coming into some contact with the Lord. In the Shikshastakam, which we say every day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he prays, Nayanam galadashrudharaya vadanam gadgad rudhayagira pulakay nichitam vapukada tavanama grahane bhavishyati. When will that day come when my eyes will be full of tears, my voice will be chalked up, the hairs on my body will stand on end simply by uttering your name? Lord Krishna's name, his fame, his qualities, his form, his pastimes are all non-different. So the pure devotees of the Lord, they just come into contact with Lord Krishna's name and they already experience such emotions. What to speak of the gopis? They were with Lord Krishna. They were embracing him. They were having personal association. And now Lord Krishna is not there. We cannot imagine the kind of mood that they have. Their entire being simply filled with Lord Krishna. So therefore this mood of the pure devotees we are hearing is not to be imitated, but rather to be emulated. For the gopis, as Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings, he summarized them. He says, Aradhyo Bhagavan Rajesha Tanayas Taddhama Vrindavanam Ramya Kvachidupasana Vrajavadu Vargenaya Kalpita Srimad Bhagavatam Puranam Amalam Yadvaishnavanam Priyam Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Matamidam Tatradarona Param. Says, the most worshipable Lord, if we are to worship anyone, the highest form of the Lord that we can worship is Rajesha Tanayas in Vrindavan. And his highest worshippers, the greatest devotees who worship him, are the gopis. And how to learn to worship the Lord like the gopis are doing, that Srimad Bhagavatam teaches us. So for the gopis, there was no question of forgetting Krishna. It is not in their existence to forget Krishna. It's not possible for them. They would forget to do their work because they're remembering Krishna. The Acharya has mentioned sometimes they're so much in remembrance of Lord Krishna that they forget what they're doing. The work that they would be doing, the household chores that they would be doing would remain standstill because the gopis are completely absorbed in thinking about Lord Krishna. So for them there was no question of forgetting Lord Krishna. And here we may read and think that, oh, the gopis, they're feeling pain because Lord Krishna is not there with them and they've become mad and their madness will increase more as we go on in the chapter. But actually, this is on the absolute platform. So on the absolute platform, there's only pleasure. The separation that the gopis are feeling is blissful, is very blissful for them. And this is the highest level of bliss that devotees can experience. And therefore, as we heard yesterday, His Grace Mukunda Datta Prabhu was speaking, and he said, this is the kind of bliss that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to experience, the bliss of separation. So therefore, the gopis, for them, forgetting Krishna was not possible. And they had the vision, they knew, nothing can exist without Krishna, and Krishna is the Lord of everything. In the Bhagavad Gita, Srila Prabhupada writes this, and he says, nothing can exist without Lord Krishna. Lord Krishna is the Lord of everything, and this is the basic principle of Krishna consciousness. So for the devotees, the pure devotees, they know this completely. Our Goswamis, they had the same mood. He Radhe Vraja Devi Ke Chalalite He Nanda Suno Kuta Shri Govardhana Kalpa Pada Patale Kalindi Vane Kuta Goshanta Viti Sarvato Vrajapure Keder Mahavivlo Vande Rupa Sanatana Raghu Yugo Shri Jiva Gopalako. The six Goswamis of Vrindavan, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Raghunath Bhatt Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Gopal Bhatt Goswami and Jiva Goswami, they had this mood. They would also cry out, O Srimati Radharani, where are you? O Lord Krishna, where are you? Are you at the feet of Govardhan Hill? Or are you on the banks of the Yamuna? And in this way, they would be roaming around the entire Vraj area, calling out for Lord Krishna, O Lord Krishna, O Radha, where are you? This is the mood. This is the same mood that they have come to teach us, how to cry for Lord Krishna. This is not possible unless one has love for Lord Krishna. Lord Krishna is not visible to those who have no love for Him. And therefore Arjuna in the Bhagavad Gita, when Lord Krishna tells Arjuna that I am pervading over the entire universe in my impersonal form, Maya tatam idam sarvam jagad avyakta murtina, everything is in me, mastani sarvabhutani nachaham teshvavastita. And then again he says, Nacha manstani bhutani pashyame yogamaishwaram. And yet everything is not in me. Behold my mystic opulence. So Arjuna, he gets a little bit confused and he asks Lord Krishna. He says, Katham vidya maham yogins tam sada parichintayan keshu keshu cha bhaveshu chintosi bhagavan maya. Oh my Lord, please tell me how I can see you. What are your different forms that I can see in this material manifestation? How I can remember you? Arjuna, of course, is a pure devotee. And he was not asking for himself. He was seeing Lord Krishna face to face. In fact, Lord Krishna says, this form of mine you're seeing, O Arjuna, is very, very rare to be seen. Sudur darsham idam rupam. But yet, Arjuna was seeing. Therefore, when Arjuna is asking this, he's not asking for himself, but he's asking for all the common men. Without love for Lord Krishna, we cannot see Lord Krishna. But if we want to see Lord Krishna, there is a way. So therefore Arjuna is asking Lord Krishna himself, you please tell us how we can see you. How everything is in you. The gopis were seeing this, right? Everything is in Krishna. Nothing can exist without Krishna. The Chaturshloki Bhagatam, the very first thing Lord Krishna says to Lord Brahma is that it is only I who is existing. Aham evasam eva agre nanyad yad sad asat param paschadaham yad etacha yovashishetya sosmiham. I existed before the creation, I am existing during the creation, and after the creation it is only I who exists. Lord Krishna is telling Lord Brahma that it is only me, there is nothing else. The pure devotees, they know this. Everything is Krishna. Nothing can exist without Him. Everything is either His energy or related to Him in that way. So therefore, after telling Lord Brahma that it is only me, Lord Krishna says to Brahma that if you think that there is anything that exists which is separate from me, that is illusion, that is Maya. And Lord Krishna gives the analogy of a mirror reflecting light in a dark room. One can think that the mirror is the source of the light, but actually the mirror is only reflecting light. The reality is the light source itself. So therefore, to think that the mirror as a light is on its own is Maya. So the pure devotees of the Lord, they know. They know this. It is ingrained in them. Therefore, whenever they see, whatever they see, and wherever they see, they only see Lord Krishna. But for us here in the material world, common men, we don't have love for Lord Krishna. Our eyes are not tinged. Okay, at least my eyes are not tinged with the love of Lord Krishna. So how can we see? How can we see? Therefore, Arjuna is asking in the Bhagavad Gita, please tell us how we can see you. And Lord Krishna then starts speaking about all his various manifestations in this material world. Adityana Maham Vishnu, Jyotisam Raviran Shumam, etc., etc. In the 7th chapter, Lord Krishna says, Rasoham Apsukonteya, Prabhashmisha Shishuryo, Pranava Sarvavedeshu, Shabdhake Paurusham Rishu. So in this way, Lord Krishna gives various manifestations of his that, but because we are used to seeing everything externally, so we can see externally all these manifestations and think of Lord Krishna. And in this way, begin the journey of purification. As I mentioned earlier, according to the degree our heart is purified by bhakti, to that degree Lord Krishna will be visible to us. That is the words of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So our Vaishnava Acharyas, they have given us the process. Srila Prabhupada, he has given us the glasses. Someone wears tinted glasses. Every way they see is tinted. If there is a yellow tint, then everywhere they see will be yellowish. So the same way the Acharyas have given us a process, Srila Prabhupada has given us this process of devotional service, that if we put on these glasses of devotional service, then we will be able to see Lord Krishna everywhere. We simply have to follow the process. And then that tinge of love of Godhead we can apply on our eyes. But is it easy? No, we have obstacles. There's some obstacles that come. The glasses are there, but eyes are closed. We cannot see them. The process is there, but our inability to follow the process properly prevents us. These obstacles are mentioned as attachments to anything other than Krishna. For the pure devotees of Lord Krishna, their only attachment was Lord Krishna. Therefore, the gopis left everything and they ran to Lord Krishna. And Lord Krishna saying, hey, what? You have to go back. People are waiting for you. Your husbands are waiting for you. Your family members are waiting for you. Your children are waiting for you. The gopis, they abandoned all attachment. We've also heard the gopis that were forcibly locked up. No, you can't go. They abandoned the attachment to their own bodies. They said, this body is preventing us from seeing Lord Krishna. Therefore, give up the body. So our attachments keep us from seeing Lord Krishna. And therefore, we have to fully take to the instructions of Srila Prabhupada, his disciples, our spiritual master, and in that way break these attachments. The Shikshastakam follows a gradual process. And so when we chant nicely, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, then this mood of Na Dhanam, Na Janam, Na Sundarim, Kavitam, Va Jagadish Kamae, that will come. Right? That we don't want wealth, we don't want followers, we don't want beautiful women or men, whichever the case may be. If we follow the process nicely, the Acharyas, Srila Prabhupada, they have come to teach us how to cry for Lord Krishna. We see Srila Prabhupada, he would regularly interact with the deities, because for Srila Prabhupada, they were there. He could actually speak to them and talk to them. Many instances and pastimes are there. Srila Prabhupada in London, he prays to Radha London Ishwara and says, please, you remain here and accept the service of my disciples. They may not be able to serve you properly, but you please accept their service. For Nairobi, Srila Prabhupada brought Radha Banki Bihari on the passenger seat. The only deities of Radha and Krishna in the entire African continent that were installed by Lord Krishna, by Srila Prabhupada. So he brought them. For Srila Prabhupada, they were not deities, they were passengers, co-passengers. He brought them himself. And he had that vision, he was seeing Krishna everywhere. So he's taught us the same. If we follow the process according to his teachings, by surrendering onto the Guru will teach us how to cry for Lord Krishna. In the words of Gur Govinda Maharaj, he said, we all have to learn how to cry for Lord Krishna. But what happens if we can't cry for Lord Krishna? We can try, but no tears, no emotion, nothing. We can't cry for Lord Krishna. Then Maharaj mentions, then you should cry because of the inability to cry for Lord Krishna. Our mood is this. This is the highest mood that the gopis, they're crying for Lord Krishna in separation. And in this crying, they're experiencing the highest bliss. It's not easy to understand the kind of bliss that they're experiencing. Common men, when they see these pastimes, they say, oh, Krishna is so cruel. He left the gopis, went to Mathura, never came back. The entire life, the gopis were simply remembering Lord Krishna, crying after him, simply maintaining the body because they knew Krishna said he will come back. So when he comes back, we have to look good for him. We have to give him pleasure. If we are all emaciated and everything, then Lord Krishna will become sad upon seeing us. So therefore, we have to maintain our bodies, because when Krishna comes, he should be happy. He should see us and be happy. This was their mood. They spent their whole lives crying for Lord Krishna. So if we don't have that understanding that they're experiencing the highest bliss, we'll say, oh, Krishna is so cruel. Krishna is so cruel. The gopis also mentioned this in the last chapter. When Lord Krishna tells them, go back home now. You've seen the forest. You go back home. And they say, Lord Krishna, you're being so cruel. They didn't want to even speak cruel words to Lord Krishna. But they're saying, you're forcing us to speak like this. Why are you rejecting us? We've left everything. We've come to you. So therefore, please accept us. We are begging you. It's up to you to accept us or not. But we are begging you. We are your maidservants. So this is the mood that the gopis are teaching. And of course, the acharyas, as we were hearing from the appearance day of Narottam Das Thakur, and yesterday also, all the acharyas, they are representing the sakhis and the manjaris and the gopis. And they're coming and teaching us this same highest mood of Lord Krishna and the gopis in Vrindavan, and how we can also get entrance into that mood. Srila Prabhupada is the resident of Vrindavan, and he's teaching us, all of us, how to cry for Lord Krishna. So therefore, we simply have to take in earnest to the instructions of Srila Prabhupada, which begin with Srila Prabhupada's great motto, chant and be happy. We'll begin with chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And in this way, we will experience bliss, and we can experience love for Lord Krishna and purify our existence, so that we can also cry for Lord Krishna following the footsteps of the gopis. Hare Krishna. And if there are any questions or comments, yes, please.
Like Narada Muni received the teachings and blessings of the Bhaktivedantas, and he took the the instructions very seriously. We're all hearing the Bhagavatam class, we're hearing from Prabhupada in the form of his books, but some take it seriously and some do not take it so seriously. And you said that when by the on a surrender or dedication, devotion, Krishna reciprocates. So how do we turn that on? Is it something that's spontaneous? You can turn that natural devotion or acceptance and enthusiasm to follow, and why sometimes we reject, why does the mind sometimes reject it and fall back to our bad habits?
Thank you so much, Prabhu. When you were asking the question, I remembered the incident that Garga Muni Prabhu had with Srila Prabhupada. And he went to Srila Prabhupada and he said, "Srila Prabhupada, I don't feel like bowing down to you." And Srila Prabhupada said, "You bow down, the feeling will come." So, for us, enthusiasm, many times we may feel like we are not enthusiastic. But if we're there present in the association of devotees and we make it a point to be there, just present, then automatically the other devotees' enthusiasm helps us also. So in this way, therefore, if we follow the process, in the process inbuilt is the spontaneity that will come, the enthusiasm that will come. That's my understanding. But Prabhu, of course, here I'm a very Maharajas.
Hare Krishna
Maharaj.
We were reading yesterday, Srila Prabhupada says, the practice of Krishna consciousness is easy. It is the determination which is difficult. And therefore, how we can increase or become strong in our determination is to follow the process, especially performing austerities like morning program and so on. So without determination, we cannot be successful. We will not make any advancement. And that is lacking in many of us. We're not so determined to go back home, back to Godhead. We want to still play around, still be around for some time. And therefore, it takes long time for others, or I may say, for many of us, to go back home, back to Godhead.
Yes, Maharaj.
One thing I may say also, we can see Krishna, Prabhupada says, not through our eyes. We can see Krishna at this moment through hearing from the right source.
Yes. Yes, Maharaj, thank you. Yes, Maharaj has just reminded me of another incident when the devotees of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj and them, they were here for parikrama, and Maharaj was giving lecture, and in between the lecture some devotee announced, "Oh, there is darshan at some temple, so those who want to proceed for darshan, please go take darshan." So many of the devotees, they stood up and they went for darshan. Some devotees, including Srila Prabhupada, they sat and they were hearing. And so when the other devotees returned, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj asked, "So were you successful in seeing Krishna? Did you see Krishna?" Right? And so Maharaj's point that, yes, Srila Prabhupada mentions, we can see Krishna through the ears in our present condition. So therefore we hear, and we hear, Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. It has to be done every single day, every single time. When we continually hear the Bhagavatam, then we will be able to get this understanding.
Thank you, Prabhu, for an amazing class today. You covered quite a bit. And I'm amazed in the short time how you were able to put everything together. And in conjunction with what His Holiness Bhakti Janardhan Maharaj said, not only the determination, but also that deep desire, that will lead to everything else. The deep desire to hear, the deep desire to associate with devotees, the deep desire alone, like in Srimad Bhagavatam, the second verse, Shushruti, Krutubi, those two words have been explained by Srila Prabhupada. that just the deep desire to serve Bhagavad, the Grantha Bhagavad and the personal Bhagavad, meaning reading Srila Prabhupada's books. So that probably should add to a little bit to what His Grace Pachigoro Prabhu asked.
Yes. Determination, desire, enthusiasm. Yes, Prabhu?
Yeah, thank you for the beautiful class that you presented. Regarding the devotees, if they are always a smart girl, if you look into the Srimad Bhagavatam, the same thing was asked by Kapil Dev Swamaraj. How can we, the innocentness that comes in us, Satam Prasangam Avigasam Bhavantu, Ritkarana Rasayena Katha, Tata Joshana Abhavara, not Bhavara. Abhuvara Vardhamani Shraddha Rati Bhakti Anukaramasi. The determination, that free determination attachment that comes from the association with pure devotees. And when we take shelter of our senior devotees, devotees means we are all devotees, but make sure there is a senior devotee guiding you. And once you are under their guidance, I think your determination will always be there. As Rupa Goswami said, Utsaha Nesha Devya, it will automatically flow.
Yes. So, again, thank you so much, Prabhu, for that. Srila Prabhupada has given us the perfect process. Everything, we were in Gurukul, so, you know, some days it's very difficult to wake up at 3:30 in the morning. You know, it's cold and it's really chilly outside. The water will be cold. Everything, your mind is just telling you, forget Mangalarti, you know, just continue sleeping. You know, continue sleeping. But because all the other boys are getting up, you have no other option, you know. And some boys would actually come and also sprinkle some cold water on the face, you know. some would keep a bucket, yeah. Some would drop a whole bucket of water. So you automatically, even if some boy is feeling, no, I don't want to go today, I am determined not to go. But because of the determination of the other boys, he's forced, no, you have to come with us. Right, you have to come with us. So therefore the association of devotees, this ISKCON movement is there. On our own, there's an African proverb that if you want to walk fast, you walk alone. If you want to walk fast, you walk alone. If you want to walk far, walk together. Right. So yes, if when we are in the association of devotees, and the movement that Srila Prabhupada has given us, the family that He has given us, the house that He has given us in every part of the world, if we simply keep ourselves associated with that in the midst, I was hearing another class by Gopakrishna Maharaj. He said, just like we have the cloth, the edge of the cloth is fringe. You know, you can easily pull out a thread from the edge. You know, very easy to just rip out the thread. But if you are in the middle of the cloth, to rip out a thread from the middle of the cloth is very hard. So if we keep ourselves in the association of devotees, right, in their midst, then very hard for us to stray very far. Because the devotees will say, hey, where are you going? Come here. Right? So, thank you. Yes, Prabhu.
Thank you for the wonderful class. You mentioned Nityam Bhagavate Sevaya, we should hear the Srimad Bhagavatam every day. I'm wondering, is it enough to just attend the Bhagavatam class to understand it, to get a deep to pay tribute to that verse? Is it enough to just show up for Bhagavatam class, or do we need to put any extra endeavor into worshipping the Bhagavatam?
Thank you for that question, Prabhu. Right, we hear that we should hear, but hearing has many steps. And the first step is to actually be present and hear, right? Which many, many, many devotees struggle with. So at least we can start with that, hearing. And then of course later on is mananam, we meditate on what we've heard. Then nididhyasanam, we see how to apply what we've heard in our practical life. So in this way, the steps of hearing then continue onwards. But if we are consistent in our practice of hearing, then these other steps can be developed. We can put an active effort. Okay, so I heard something in the morning. Later on in the day, we say, okay, what did I hear? We try to remember. And then from there, we take the learnings that how can we apply this to our own personal life. So if the first step is not there, then it's not to say that, oh, yeah, hearing is not enough, so why bother? Why bother? If you know, we're just simply going to one ear and out the other, then why bother even coming for class? Because it's not enough. But that's the first step. At least do that. Then from there, you can build on it. If there's no foundation, how can build? So consistency is important, because that consistency trains the mind. If we hear chanting, one name of Lord Krishna is enough. Right. Well, why do we chant 16 rounds or more than 16 rounds? Why do we say continually chant? Because the mind needs that consistency to actually focus. So therefore, hearing is the first step, and then we can build on it. Okay. Thank you all very much. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Gaur Prem Anande Hari Hari Bol.